Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are streaming stories every day on entrepreneurship, business. You can't talk about business unless you're talking about the law. And that's what we're going to try to do in this segment. But also, that means my co-host is the one, the only superstar, Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Welcome back, Mark.
Jeff, great to be with you. You're very kind. It's great being on the show, and it's great when we continue to have really excellent guests with particular expertise in key fields, right, like our next guest.
Well, you know, our next guest is going to, from memory, quote the book over his left shoulder, page 472 to us on the law. But no, we're going to be speaking with Christopher Sawin, founder and managing partner of Sawin Law. Welcome, Christopher.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. And thank you, Mark. Thanks. Thank you guys for having me. And I'm happy to be here. I know it's been a long time coming, so I'm just excited to be on here with you guys.
So could you tell us about Sawin Law?
Sure, yeah. So the firm is primarily focused on divorce and family law, whether it's alimony, child support, child custody, anything like that, all the way to your traditional divorces. That's primarily what we do. We do a little bit of estate planning here and there, but for the most part, it's all divorce and family law based, primarily out of Plymouth County. Although we do go as far as Worcester and down to Barnstable, up to Essex and Bristol. So we're kind of all over the place.
Sort of Western and Southern Mass, I would say.
Yeah. Primarily Plymouth County, but on occasion we do get some referrals and clients in Essex and Bristol and Norfolk and Middlesex. So yeah, we're just all over the place.
Well, you know, family law, you know, has been really affected, I think, by COVID. And, you know, there are a lot of people I know, you know, COVID's brought them together and COVID's making a lot of people not want to be together, but the courts are closed. And, you know, I also know that COVID has affected families that are not getting along. Could you talk about what you're seeing from your end?
Sure. So the courts started closing about mid-March and they stayed closed for a while. The Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts came out with some standing orders later on that pretty much allowed for only attorneys to go inside the courthouse, which left a lot of issues with pro se litigants or litigants that are not represented by attorneys in order to file their own documents. So I've seen just an explosion of divorce and family law. I think everyone just being having some cabin fever has led to a lot of deterioration of the marriage. I think some marriages actually need parties to go to work, and you need that time away. You know, as they say, time makes the heart grow fonder, and we just haven't had that over the past several months. And I've seen a lot of child custody, whether either mom or dad is withholding the kids for one reason or another, whether it's quarantine based or whatever other allegation they want to come up with. But also child support has been very heavily because people are out of work, their income is going down, they have no choice but to decrease their child support. So everything in just the family law business has just been exploding, unfortunately, over the past several months, and I really don't see that going down anytime soon.
Do you think that relationships got better in some way during this? It's sort of like, this is the ultimate tryout of marriages, or do you think that the pandemic really pushed people on the edge of saying, you know what, there were people that were tolerable, as you say, because now they're with each other 24/7, they tolerated each other, but now, unfortunately, because there's no space, it now boiled over into wanting out?
Mark, I really think that this is the straw that broke the camel's back on a lot of marriages. You know, as I was saying, you know, some people need that separation. They need mom or dad or husband and wife to go to work for 8 hours, or they're on some sort of 24-hour shift and I'll see you tomorrow. They need that. You know, there's a lot of domestic violence going on in a lot of marriages. And, you know, the victim needs that time away from the abuser sometimes.
Wow.
And I think that, you know, even marriages where there's a significant other on the side, whether it's a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, sometimes they can escape the marriage and go on a Friday night and, You know, the husband can go see his girlfriend and vice versa. And, you know, no one's been able to do that. There's really been no outlet for these spouses to have. And, you know, I really think that they're just calling it quits at this point that, you know, I can't take it anymore. I've been in the house with you for so long that it's no longer tolerable. And, you know, divorce is the only option.
You know, that was not an optimistic assessment. I'm not surprised. But especially when you sort of cross the line and you talk not just about an unhappy marriage, but violence in a marriage. And I hadn't thought about that. I thought about the kids who are victims. But you're right, when somebody's caught in an abusive marriage and they can't get out of their house, that could be worse than ever. And it must be very hard on the whole system in general.
It is, yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of uptick also in restraining orders, something that I didn't do a lot of. I did do it from time to time just because they organically happen in divorce and family law cases. But now, you know, I probably did like one a month, and now I've been doing a handful per month of just various different cases. And again, it all leads to everyone just being cooped up and they're sick and tired of each other, unfortunately. And, you know, marriages that were already on the fritz are just completely on the way out at this point, unfortunately.
So, you know, cutting out the fact that you're an attorney, you're also an entrepreneur and you're the name partner in your firm. So how did you decide to become an entrepreneur and start your own firm?
Mainly because I wanted the ability to, you know, cherry pick all of my clients. I wanted to be able to take the clients that I wanted to take, build them at a price that I thought was reasonable based on my location and experience and the type of work that I'm doing. But I also wanted to give back to a particular geographical type of the community, such as the veteran community. I'm a veteran. I used to do a lot of veterans benefits rights types of work when I first got licensed to practice. And I'd love to give back to that community, whether it's, you know, extended free consultations or taking on pro bono clients for that. And I just don't think I would have had that ability had I worked for someone else at some other firm in Boston. So I really just wanted the flexibility to shape the practice the way that I wanted it to on my terms and kind of trailblaze my own way here on the South Shore.
There's a lot of veterans that come back, as you all know, that have issues that then will affect their relationships. Have you, in your representation of veterans, have you experienced in terms of their discussing these issues that they have, you know?
Yeah, a lot of that, you know, again, bleeds into their marriage and with their kids. You know, a fair amount of my clients have a military background. A lot of them are involved with the Department of Veterans Affairs, either through military disabilities, things like that. And a lot of them, you know, unfortunately suffer from PTSD. And that plays a huge factor in, you know, in terms of whether it's legal or physical custody of the children with the courts. And unfortunately, you know, the spouses are kind of using that as a tool against the veteran, either take away custody or get the veteran removed from the marital home. When really in reality, just because someone has PTSD doesn't necessarily make them a dangerous person or a bad mother or father. That's just kind of the way that it's being portrayed right now in the courts. And it's really unfortunate. I do a lot of father's rights types of cases, and for veterans especially, that always seems to come up. And you know, sometimes the vets, they're unemployed and they're not employable because of their disabilities from the service. And their only income is through the VA, through disability compensation. And then you start taking that away through child support or alimony. It just sometimes is not a good situation. So I try to just help them out the best that I can.
Do you do a lot of counseling as part of your job? With you know, not only when I say counseling, in other words, not counseling in the traditional therapist, but counseling in terms of the situation, not just literally going for the divorce, but sort of working with the veterans as they go through the process?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I'm sure you know, as a lawyer, you're not just an advocate. You're part friend, part therapist, you know, part lawyer, part advocate. And so depending on the conversation, I have to wear many hats, especially with the vets. You know, I because I am a vet, I feel like I can level with them or talk to them differently than a non-veteran. And you know, I usually just tell it like it is. That's the type of person I am. People seem to appreciate that. But also, you know, I do counsel them and say, hey, this is kind of what this means with the VA or what this could mean with your PTSD. And a lot of times I say, I know from experience, I've been through the VA process. I was in the Marine Corps. And so they seem to relate to me a lot of ways. And it's been very, very, very helpful for me.
We've been speaking with Chris Sawind, founder and managing partner of Sawind Law. Chris, if someone was looking for you, wanted to utilize your services, how would they find you?
Yeah, no, I think the best way to contact me, you can go straight to the website, sawinlawpc.com. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Avvo. You know, I have over 40 five-star Google reviews with Google and Avvo. So anyone wants to get a hold of me, you know, can simply Google me. I'm the first thing that comes up. And I'm also on Facebook and I'm very accessible. So if anyone needs to reach out, that's the best way to get a hold of me.
And Mark Z, how do people find you? I know how to find you.
First of all, Google Mark Z, M-A-R-C, and the letter Z, or Mark Z Legal, M-A-R-C-Z, legal.com, or 617-338-1300.
That's great. Thanks, Mark, as usual. And thank you, excuse me, Christopher, for being on the show today. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.